From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Joining me today on the program, it's Lydia Brubaker and Elliot Sternfeld from Creative Works of Lancaster's outdoor summer theater performance of Room Service. This is the second annual event in the company's Works in the Park series held in Musser Park, right in the heart of downtown Lancaster. The final week of rehearsals and the performances are free and open to the public, drawing folks from the neighborhood into the experience.
Yeah. I made comments and it got them excited, and I think they all showed up for the actual performances.
Yes,
and they brought
did.
Friends. And
they brought their families
and they
back.
They kind of felt like they were part of it. They were saying, oh yeah, I remember this scene, and yeah. I remember you. And it was really...
Especially kids, which was really
yeah.
cool. It was really yeah. cool. There were kids who knew the lines. There were kids who would, you know, talk back to the actors while they were performing, which is just kind of fun because it's, you know, you could tell that they're really engaged. And
yeah.
that's what this project is all about.
Coming up, Lydia and Elliot from Creative Works of Lancaster talking about Room Service in Musser Park and a sneak peek at Creative Works events being planned for later this year. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. While Music Friday in Lancaster rolls on every third Friday through September, we'll be wrapping up our Wood Stove House stage at Lemon Street Market series in August. On Friday evening, August 17, we welcome two great Lancaster songwriters, Mike McMonagle and Jordan Rast. Jordan's performance was rained out in July, so he will be joining us for a set to close the series. And Mike McMonagle has been a Wood Stove House favorite for many moons. He's not only a local singer-songwriter, he's also a show promoter and producer, an editor at Fly Magazine, a whiskey drinker, and a foot stomper. You can hear an interview with Mike on Around the Wood Stove, episode number 28. And you can hear my favorite Mike McMonagle song right now. It's Goodbye Virginia from Mike McMonagle on Around the Wood Stove.
Well, the cold don't feel like the winters of my youth. The rain instead of snowing and the wind keeps blowing blue. I've been on the sidewalk praying for some change. Got an empty cup of coffee that's just dying to be saved. My name is unimportant, I've grown tired of this race. Walk instead of running, never keeping up to pace. Got my share of shadows, no light could ever kill. Yeah, I was born a doubter, now I'm full of doubt and still.
That's Goodbye Virginia by Mike McMonagle on Around the Wood Stove. Join Mike along with Jordan Rast for a Wood Stove House stage at Lemon Street Market summer concert on Lancaster's August Music Friday. That's August 17th at 6 p.m. The show is free and open to the public. Bring your lawn chairs, bring a picnic, or swing into the market and the Herd of Turtles Cafe for your refreshments. Lemon Street Market is your friendly local grocer with a whole host of fresh and healthy groceries and environmentally sustainable products. Lemon Street Market is at 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster. And they're online at lemonstreetmarket.com. Lancaster Community Gardens is on a mission to help develop community gardens around Lancaster County to provide people with opportunities to grow their own food, to strengthen communities, to teach about nutrition in growing, storing, and prepping food, and the impact all of that has on the environment. Forming earlier this year, the organization has already launched a 17,000-square-foot community garden on the grounds of Wheatland Middle School. In the wake of a very successful Kickstarter campaign raising $3,000 in 4 days to fence the new garden, the organization is holding a benefit concert to raise some more money to drill a well on the land for a constant water supply. On Thursday, August 9th at 7:30 p.m., head down to the Lancaster Elks Club at 219 North Duke Street in Lancaster for an evening of great music and conversation. On the bill is the Los Angeles Americana band, the Scarlet Furies, Leo DeSanto from Vinegar Creek Constituency, Sean Gallagher from the Modern Day Pharaohs, and Charlie Crystal. Admission is a mere $10. The Elks Bar will be open, and you're welcome to bring a snack to share. Visit LancasterCommunityGardens.com for more about the organization, and link up from our website, WoodstoveHouse.com, to learn more about this concert. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. On the program today is Lydia Brubaker and Elliot Sternfeld from Creative Works of Lancaster's upcoming Works in the Park performance of Room Service. The Creative Works mission is to fuel and sustain Lancaster City's cultural renaissance. Over the past few years, they've contributed a great deal of interesting and exciting arts projects to Lancaster, including mobile art galleries, sock puppet shows at a local bar, and theater performances in a variety of venues. In August, the company returns to Musser Park for 3 nights of free theater with their version of Room Service. Well, joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Lydia Brubaker and Elliot Sternfeld from the Creative Works of Lancaster's upcoming Works in the Park performance of Room Service. Thank you both for taking some time to chat with me about the play.
Sure. And what you've got going on. Thanks for having us.
And always a pleasure to talk Creative Works of Lancaster on Around the Wood Stove. We've done that several times now,
yes,
and hope to do it
many
more times in the future. So this is your latest production. It's coming up in Musser Park in downtown Lancaster on August 9th, 10th, and 11th. The shows are all at 7 p.m. and they're free and open to the public, so anybody can come and enjoy the show. Let's first talk about the... This is now a series. Is this the second annual?
This is the second annual, yes.
And why Musser Park?
We looked at what parks are kind of centrally located downtown. We mm-hmm. wanted it to be walkable for a lot of people that live in the city. And it also made a lot of sense just because we have the art museum to work with there.
Yeah.
So using their space, their back portico, was really helpful. It kind of gives us a structure use, whereas anywhere else we would have had to bring in a lot more stuff.
And I guess since this is the second one in that location, it must have worked out well last
year. Yeah, it did. It did. They were really helpful and continue to be. So.
And let's talk about this this play. So what was the process of deciding what play to do in the park?
Was there a process?
Yeah. Elliot, would you like to explain the process? since you were not involved.
I'd like to know.
Well, we did Shaw's Arms and the Man last year, and we kind of wanted to go with something slightly different. Our Works in the Park project is established to do classic plays.
Okay.
So we wanted it to be a classic, but we kind of thought we wanted to steer away from the British classic theater thing that we did last year and do something either American or go with something French or Italian or something like that.
Right. Non-British.
Right.
Anything but British. There were a few Yugoslavian choices, but
right.
This didn't work out.
Yeah. So we read a bunch of different scripts.
Yeah.
And this one just really cracked us up. And, you know, we just thought it was a really good choice. It was different from what we did last year, but still a comedy, still a classic.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it would be even more accessible to audiences than last year's show was. And that's part of our mission, too, is just to present theater to people who might not see it otherwise, live theater. So we want to have something that, you know, people walking by at a rehearsal might get caught up in and excited to come back and see it. And
can you give me just a quick synopsis of the show?
So Room Service is about Gordon Miller, who's a producer, and his company, and they're trying to produce a new play called Godspeed by a young playwright. And they don't have a backer, they don't have enough money, but they're staying in a hotel owned by Gordon's brother-in-law, who is putting them up and letting them accrue a huge bill in the hopes that they will actually find a backer and be able to put on the show. So they've got to tell everybody a different story to make sure that nobody finds out. When people do find out, they've got to cover it up. And chaos ensues.
And hilarity.
And
chaos
hilarity.
And hilarity.
Yes, yes.
That was brilliant.
I just am never, I'm never sure, like, what, how much should I give away, right. or, like, you know.
No, that was, like, that was great. I don't, yeah. I'm not familiar with the show, and so now yeah. I want to come and see it.
Our friends at the Long Spark Amphitheater Foundation are celebrating 50 years of free summer concerts held each year at the amphitheater in Lancaster. From Grammy Award winners to up-and-coming bands on the verge of making it big, the series brings extremely high-quality performers to Lancaster every Sunday night, all summer long. And the cost to concertgoers? Nothing. All shows are free and open to the public. To help fund them into the future, the foundation is in the middle of a fundraising campaign called Put a Candle on the Cake for their 50th birthday. Learn how you can help the foundation reach their goal of 50 candles at their website, longspark.org. And if you missed it, check out last week's episode, episode number 69 of Around the Wood Stove, to hear a full interview with Judy Smith and Rich Lowe from the Long Spark Amphitheater Foundation, talking about the history of the foundation and how the music is selected each year. Today on the program, my guests are Lydia Brubaker and Elliot Sternfeld from Creative Works of Lancaster's Works in the Park performance of Room Service.
And what's your role, Lydia, in this one?
I am the director.
Very good. And Elliot, what's your role in this play?
I play a character named Gordon Miller. He is a Broadway producer, but not quite successful yet. He keeps trying. And he has a particular talent for putting on shows with essentially no money and limited resources.
Sounds so familiar.
Yeah, actually. The previous production he did before this one, he actually produced between two stop signs on the street, and it was quite successful, apparently. So he's looking for his big break. This is the sort of the regular Joe who wants to make it big, and he has to use all of his skills of charm and juggling multiple people and multiple problems at the same time to basically get this production up and running with no money, getting a backer to support him who actually doesn't realize that he's supporting him, and getting the show up and on stage and finally hitting it big, or at least he hopes so.
Right. It sounds like a great technique to find a backer who doesn't
on
know
a shoestring.
That they're
backing. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We can't condone any of these practices.
No,
really,
of course. This is all make-believe.
Right, sure. Right.
But it's it's very inspiring. Elliot, were you in the play last year?
I was.
I was out of town. I didn't get to see it.
Oh, you missed a wonderful production. Yeah, it was. I was in the play last year. I played a servant. The noble servant.
Yes. Nicola.
Nicola.
So have you done other Creative Works productions, or are these...
These two are my only experiences with Creative Works, yeah.
Tell me what else you do. What other work you do?
Oh, in my day job.
Sure.
I'm a doctor.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I'm in practice here in town with Lancaster Neuroscience and Spine Associates. So that's my regular work.
Wow, that's... So what element do I need to have to come and visit you at the office?
Back pain.
Back pain, okay. Yeah, mostly, I got some mostly, of that.
Yeah. I'm always afraid to say that out loud because inevitably somebody comes and says, yeah, I got this thing here. Yeah. Can you look at this? But yeah, so that's how I spend most of my time.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with performing artists who are from central Pennsylvania or passing through the area, and those who make the performing arts happen in and around Lancaster. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. And if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. And now back to our conversation with Lydia Brubaker and Elliot Sternfeld from Room Service, this year's Works in the Park production from Creative Works of Lancaster. A full list of cast members can be found on the show post for today's episode.
Tell me how that works in terms of the rehearsals and things like that in the park with these folks. Like, are you rehearsing in a private location for a while and then you move? Okay.
Yes.
So it's not like 6 weeks of like every night you're...
No. Oh, it would be so hot and sticky.
Oh, yeah,
and
especially
we'd
now.
Have bugs and... You know, it just wouldn't be conducive. It would get dark early. See, that's actually one of the biggest problems about rehearsing in the park is we can only rehearse until a certain time because then it gets dark. until we have the lights, which come the week of the show. So we have actually been rehearsing at the F&M Writer's House. And we have a space in there that actually we found out last year when we were rehearsing is approximately the same size, believe it or not, as the portico on the back of the art museum where we'll be performing. So we have a bunch of furniture that we've been kind of using as placeholders and some props for rehearsal. And we're slowly incorporating more and more things. Joanna Underhill is our props and costume person. And so she's been finding things along the way and bringing them in. And the actors are starting to get to work with some of that stuff now.
Yeah.
And then we'll move over to the park the weekend before the show.
Okay. And will you rehearse each night before?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's an interesting challenge, right? Because you're right there. You're pretty exposed.
Yeah.
So, I, you know.
Well, but that's actually been one of the most exciting parts of the project is being over there and having people from the neighborhood sort of come and watch.
It's open rehearsals, basically.
Open rehearsals, yeah.
It was great last year. People really enjoyed it. They would sit out there and make comments, and it got them excited, and I think they all showed up for the actual performances, and
they
brought
did.
Friends. And
they brought their families
and
back.
They kind of felt like they were part of it. They were saying, oh, yeah, I remember this scene, and I remember you. It was really...
Especially kids, which was really cool. It was really cool. There were kids who knew the lines. There were kids who would, you know, talk back to the actors while they were performing, which is just kind of fun because it's, you know, you could tell that they're really engaged. And that's what this project is all about.
And they don't have that fear, you know. Adults get so self-conscious, like they don't want to do something wrong, or like, you know, some, or it's the opposite. They want to interrupt and be hecklers, or they're just kind of afraid to even kind of walk over to what's going on. But kids have that what are you guys doing?
Yeah,
you
know.
We had a couple kids when we did playgrounds that hung around that Fulton. They loved it, and they came to every show. So
we had one little boy last year who. Was it the first night of the show? Wanted a kiss from Steph Joe Wise.
Yes.
And would not.
He ran up on stage in the middle of the play.
And would not leave until he got a kiss. And the little boy, he was three.
Yeah.
You know, he was a little toddler. And it was one of those moments of a little bit of panic, but kind of they were able to play with
him. But the actors handled it so well.
They really did.
Yeah. Just I mean, it was good to have two actresses on stage, Steph and Joanna, who have both worked extensively with children.
So that was one of the advantages.
You can find the Wood Stove House on Facebook and Twitter. Like us and follow us respectively to keep up with what's happening around the Wood Stove. Today's guests are Lydia Brubaker and Elliot Sternfeld from Creative Works of Lancaster.
The mission of bringing the performing arts into the city and making it free is awesome. And I know that these things still require money to pull off. So I know you are doing a Kickstarter this year.
Yep.
And that campaign, it'd still be going on. Just a couple more days left at the time that this show is published.
Right.
So what's that been like? Was that the first Kickstarter for Creative Works?
It is.
So tell me what the experience was from the organization's perspective on deciding to do it and then how it's played out.
Right. I think there was some hesitation about it.
Yeah.
Because it does seem to be kind of the new thing that everybody's doing now. Everybody has their Kickstarter project. And I think we were worried about something that you guys have blogged about before, and we've talked about before, is, you know, where does the fatigue kind of set in with something like Kickstarter? But we thought, let's give it a shot. We've established a lot of really goodwill from the community here, and we have a lot of people who are so supportive in general, and we figured, you know, this is just another outlet for them to show their support. Right. So it's not like we're asking something different than we would be asking for otherwise. And I personally actually feel like I have contributed more to local projects because of Kickstarter.
Interesting.
So, you know, and that's kind of, I thought maybe that would be counterintuitive a little bit, but for me, it's right there. It's easy.
It's comfortable.
I see it happening before me. You know, I can follow the progress of the project, and I think there's something exciting about that. Tying back into this show,
right?
You know, it's the same thing. It's that, you know, I think that's one of the appealing things about this story of this play.
Right. There's a whole
to us, you know, is that this is, you know, they're going in there, they're kind of a scrappy company, and they're going to make it happen no matter what, you know? And I think that that's happening with a lot of arts organizations right now. And not only arts organizations, but, you know, things are tough for a lot of people right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a lot of ways. And it's inspiring and kind of exciting to see a story of people who aren't going to give up, and they're going to, you know, they're going to come up with ideas and solve problems and
whatever it takes.
Yeah. Use their ingenuity and just make it happen.
What else is Creative Works cooking up for us this fall?
This fall, we actually have hopes that we will be back in the Keppel building doing a very spooky Halloween event. So
nice.
Kind of the perfect venue for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is what we think. And we're really excited to be back there because we had a great collaboration with Glenn and Marlon up there in their studio for You'll Laugh a while back. And we just loved working up there. It's a really cool space. It's kind of raw, but we like that. And I think the plan is that we're going to actually do a Halloween play, kind of a ghost story play. And then there will also be kind of an experiential element throughout the building, perhaps. So that's
That sounds pretty intriguing.
Yeah. We're really excited about it, actually. We've just started planning it, so we're really excited about that. And then, also, we have recently made known to a few people, and I will officially announce it on here, that we are doing our next sock puppet show in December.
Nice.
2012. And it will be Jaws to the World, a holiday sock opera.
Oh, you're killing me.
So we're almost positive we'll be back at DIPCO again.
Those shows were amazing. They really were fantastic.
Thank you.
For anyone who's new to Creative Works or to Lancaster, it fills me with great joy to be able to explain that Creative Works of Lancaster have done two sock puppet shows at Lancaster Dispensing Company, a local bar where typically folky kind of, you know, folk music, original music is performed on the weekends. Creative Works takes over this bar on a Sunday and runs three shows throughout the day of a spoof of a movie as a sock puppet performance. And they've been just outstanding. Psycho and The Sock Father, of course.
Yes.
I hope you do go back to DIP because it's the perfect venue for sock puppet theater.
Oh, it absolutely is. It absolutely is.
I'm sure that they knew that.
And they're excited to have us back. I mean, I didn't mean to suggest that we were possibly looking at other venues, but we just haven't confirmed dates with them yet. Yeah. So I'm just not sure exactly when it will be, but it's a holiday thing.
Yeah.
So look for it in December for sure. We're hoping that we'll have dates by the time we have our play in the park.
Oh, great. So you can promote.
We can announce them on our programs and stuff. But
so if I want to come down to Musser Park, the evenings of August 9th, 10th, and 11th, and that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So if I want to come down to Musser Park, what do I need to bring? What should I expect?
Bring yourself. Bring a chair or a blanket. Bring some water. Snack if you want.
We'll have a vendor or two.
Okay.
I think ice cream will be available this year again. We had that last year. And Creative Works will be selling some concessions too. But feel free to bring picnics and bring friends and blankets and chairs and come set up for a good evening in the park.
That sounds great. So it's 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Start times and free and open to the public. Please help spread the word for Creative Works, Works in the Park 2, the second annual. This year it's room service. Thank you so much, Lydia and Elliot, for taking some time to talk about the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Find out more about Creative Works of Lancaster at creativelancaster.org, or you can link up from the show post on our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.